We are in Hilchas Krishma. We're in Simen Ayin Dalid. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing Sifin Beis through Dalid. Now, we began with the halacha of Lo Yirbacha Ervas Dover, where there is an isser of saying Divrei Torah, reading Shema, in a situation of Rias Erva. So far, we were dealing with the Drabanan, which is Libo Roe Issa Erva, and that's what we're in the middle of the halachas of. So, Siv Beis. Harochets Orem B'mayim Slulim. Someone is bathing, fully undressed, in clear water. Verotza Lishtos, and he wants to drink. So he's got to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. What's the halacha? Yechase Bebeged Mimato Lalibo. Kidei Shelo Yehelibo Roe Se'erva Kashiyavorech. What he should do is put a beged under his lave. In other words, what he should do is at his waist, he should put something on, you know, even something tied around himself as if it's a belt, so that he is separating between the lave and the erva, kashi yavarech, when he makes the bracha. V'dafka bebeged, aval biyadayim lo havekisui. That is only in clothing, but hands would not be enough. If he puts his arm on his waist, that would not do it. Now, let's first ask the question. We mentioned that there were five different halachas, three basic categories. There was the iser of lo yira b'chai ervas davar, that you're not allowed to say divrei Torah when you are seeing erva, whether it's one's own erva or someone else's. Those were the first two categories. That's a daraisa. The third halacha was that begilui erva, even though you don't see it, but one's own erva is uncovered, he's also b'divrei Torah. That the Mishnah Berurah also paskin was a daraisa. Then we have the last two halachas, the halacha of Lev Roeh, where we learned out of the Pasuk that there was an inyan of Re'iyah with the Lev as well. So the Rabbanan made an Isser of Divrei Torah when one's Lev is Roeh, Ervaso or Ervas Chavero. Those are these two cases. And that is the Rabbanan. The Mechaber seems to be dealing with the issue of Libo Roeh Esa Erva, and he overlooked the issue of Erva Magula. If we're talking about clear water, so why are we just so worried about the fact that one's lave isn't in view of the erva? What's with the fact that the erva is uncovered? So the first thing we learn over here is that with regard to the halacha of gilui erva, that is not dependent on whether or not it is visible, but whether or not it is mechuse. So the halacha is that if an erva is uncovered but in water, even though the water is clear, that is not considered erva magula. So now the next issue would be, Ein of Roes Ervaso. He's seeing it. So for that, he just has to look up. He shouldn't be looking into the water so he doesn't see his own erva. The third problem is Libo Roes Erva. For that, the Mechaber said simply putting your arm on your waist isn't going to do it. But if you put an article of clothing there, that will do it. Now, the Mechaber had said that what he has to do is put a beged on his waist. It would sound as if that's all he has to do and doesn't have to put on any other beged. The Mishnah Berurah brings up that there's an iser of making a bracha begilui rosh. He's going to have to cover his head as well. Now let's go back to the Ramah now. Hagav hu adine mechasa rosho biyadov lo mikra kisui harosh. So this is interesting. It sounds like the Ramah, without telling you, is referring to what this Mishnah Berurah just told us. The Mechaber had said that covering your body with your arm is not considered a separation between the lave and the erva. Why not? Because ein guf mechase guf. A kisui means a foreign object. You cannot use your body to serve as a separation within your body. Says the Ramah, the halacha is that you're not allowed to make a bracha, begilui rosh. You can't have your head uncovered to make a bracha. This is referring to men, by the way. As far as women, there's a machlokis. The Mishnah Berurah holds that a woman does not have to cover her head for a bracha. So how does a man cover his head when he's swimming? One would think you put your head or your hand or your arm over your head. Says the Ramah, the same way that your arm wouldn't work for Libo Roe Se'erva because ain guf mechase guf. Similarly, you have to cover your head with something else. What would the something else be? Clothing? Anything? Even someone else's hand. Because ein guf mechasa guf means your hand cannot be mechasa your guf. Someone else's hand could be mechasa your head, and it would not be considered it would not be considered Rosh Magula. Says the Mechaber now, Vimhoyu Hamayim Achurim, what happens if the water is not clear? We're not dealing with clear water. Shein Evorev Nirim Behem, where the Evorim are not visible. Mutter Likros Vuhu Besochan, you're allowed to say Shema or make a bracha when you're inside them. What does that mean? The din of Liboroas Erva applies so long as the Lev and the Erva are inside of one another. What happens if the water is not clear? So that is Mafsik. Even though if one is wearing a robe that is not mafsik, that is because the robe doesn't cling to the body unless it's got a belt. Not so with water, which does cling to the body, and if the water is not clear, that is a separation between the lave and the erva, and one is allowed to say Shema. However, the Mechaber adds to that, v'hu shelo yehe reichon ra, provided that they don't have a reach ra. The halacha is that one is not allowed to say Shema or Bracha or Divrei Torah in water that smells bad. Exactly how we define a bad smell, we'll be learning later. Says the Ramah, V'mein libo betoch ha-mayim, rak lamalo min ha-mayim, af pitzlulim shori. What happens if the person is only up to the water in his up to his waist in the water? Above the waist, he's out of the water. So the halacha is that's not called libo roes ha-erva. Even though theoretically one could look down into water and see, nevertheless, if from the waist down he is covered by water, from the waist up he is outside the water, that's not called libo roa es ha'erva. Now the Mishtabur brings down that according to the Magen Avraham, if the water is filthy, the Mechaber said it was all right. Now, all the Achronim bring that you're allowed to make the water unclear by, say, if someone is swimming on the beach, to go kick a little bit. So what you do is you bring up sand. Says the Magen Avraham, kicking to make the water unclear is only good when you're dealing with water that has mud at the bottom of it. But what happens if you simply make waves? So the water isn't clear, it becomes white because you've just made waves. The Magen Avraham holds that that's not good. Whereas the Mishnah Brewer brings an Or Zeruah who holds that it's enough to make the water opaque by way of making waves, of just splashing around in the water with your feet. So then there would be a very pashut Eitza, so that if someone is in the water, he's not dressed, and wants to make a bracha, there are two things he can do. He could either make sure that he comes out of the water till his waist so that his lave is above the water, or he can actually kick the water so that the water is no longer transparent. Siv Gimel, im ha'odam mechabe gufo bizra'osav, daininan leikahafsaka. If a person holds his arm to his body, that is a hafsaka. Now, one second. In Siv Beis, we learned that putting your arm doesn't help. Why is it that it works here? Why is it that biyadayim lo have a kisui? So the answer is that what we're talking about over there is simply to be machasa libo. He says there, yechasa bebeged mimata lalibo, that he uses his hand as a kisui. That doesn't work. To use his arm as a hefsik, if he's in water, is going to work. Meaning, if he's in water, so he's considered machusa, and he uses his arm, that combination, not his hand, but he uses his arm, that combination the Mechaber holds is good. It is not considered the guf being machasa the guf. It's not a normal thing to do, to be mafsik between the two. So the combination of being in water and putting one's arm on his waist, that would be enough to be mafsik. Siv Dalet. Yesh mi sha'omer sh'noshim yecholim levarech ulespalik shen levushis achalak. There are those who say that a woman is allowed to make brachas and daven when she's wearing a chaluk, a robe without a belt. This shita holds that the concept of libo roe sa erva does not apply to a woman, meaning her erva is naturally considered out of sight of the lave, and therefore there's no such halacha of libo roe sa erva for a woman. The Ramah says, "Hagavim her arumis sar shete erva shalehen tochos bakarka o sheyoshvus al shar dover." Does ein libo roe erva shalehen? The din of Gilui Erva applies to a woman, but if a woman sits in a way that her Erva is covered by the ground underneath her, then that is not called Gilui Erva. Mashenkin ba'ish, as opposed to a man where just sitting down is not enough, he'll have to cover himself. Now, with regard to the halacha that the Mechaber and the Ramah seems to agree to, that there's no din of libo roes erva for a woman, the Bach disagrees with that, and the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila woman should be machmer for this. So the halacha is that a woman that makes a bracha on tefillah in the mikvah has a choice of either making sure that the water only goes up to her waist, so her lave is outside the water, or what she'll have to do is put her arm on her waist to separate between the lave and the erva, and this way she can make a bracha even though she's entirely in the water.